Are you ready?
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. So are you buying what Trump is selling on Iran when he says this?
You see, we were having negotiations with these lunatics, and it was my opinion that they were going to attack first. They were going to attack. If we didn't do it, they were going to attack first. I felt strongly about that.
You believe it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
David?
I want to, but no, I don't.
Well, okay, mine is a little nuanced, I think, and it'll sound like I'm weaseling out of the question. I think they were going to attack first. It wasn't imminent.
Yeah.
But it was going to be at, you know, some place in time. So if you know it's going to happen, mm-hmm. and it all lines up right now, they're all going to be in the same place. And if you believe what, you know, Witkoff was saying, along with Jared Kushner, that they led the negotiations with, yeah, we got enough for 11 nukes.
Yeah.
All that combined, then, yeah, that's a good reason to go.
Are you saying they would have attacked us or just attacked somebody?
Us.
Us, okay.
Yeah. He didn't say when.
Yeah, he didn't. I don't know. I might want to change my answer here. I didn't think I answered too quickly.
My ass. You said you believe him.
Yeah. I mean... I do, based on intelligence, I guess, that we gathered.
Yeah.
And on the hunches of Kushner and company.
I mean, I don't get mad at people when they say, okay, yeah, we've bought into intelligence before and we were wrong.
Yeah.
I get it.
I don't think we were wrong in this case. And I also don't think you can negotiate your way out of the mess with these people.
You can't negotiate with
so
them.
So I think it's striking first is probably prudent. Because there's no way this is, there's no end in sight unless it's complete annihilation of the Western world.
For them.
That's it, yeah.
Yes.
I mean, and you're building towards that future. So if you can kick that thing back 20 years, then let's do it.
So let's see how this goes. I mean, if we get to, let's say what, beginning of May, something like that, and you're like, we're not talking about Iran anymore.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Well,
it'd be wonderful.
And on the flip side, if we're still in quicksand, it just goes on and on and on, you know, yeah, you're going to have problems selling it after that.
Yeah, I would imagine so. Especially when you're talking about casualties, all the unknowns.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're already getting, they don't want to feed kids, but they do want to start wars nonsense, too.
What, from the left?
Yeah. So
I don't think cares? That stuff resonates.
That drum is, I don't, it doesn't now, but it may later.
Oh, who cares?
If you decide to quagmire this thing.
Yeah, we'll see where all that goes. Meanwhile, a CNN reporter got Afghanistan wrong. What's this about, David?
Yeah, so Democrat Senator John Fetterman was talking to the press about the war powers vote that should be coming up soon to see if you can extend the campaign against Iran. And CNN's Manu Raju very smugly got something very, very wrong. But it's just funny to me, the confidence that he has as he's trying to say, well, actually, to John Fetterman.
Okay, roll it.
Why shouldn't Congress assert its constitutional role and actually vote to declare war the way it did with Iraq and Afghanistan?
Well, the last war we've actually declared was World War II.
No, Iraq and Afghanistan, there were AUMF.
No, Iraq and Afghanistan. No, there was not a war declaration, actually.
Nope.
I mean, there's a key legal difference. It was the authorization for the use of military force.
Right. He should know that.
Well, he doesn't because he gets all of his news apparently from TikTok.
Or the uppers at CNN. Okay. You know, just watching different coverage of different things. There's a clip I haven't heard yet. We've had a couple of clips of her this week, and that's Elizabeth Hasselbeck that's back on The View.
Boy.
I guess is really certainly more conservative than the faux Republican they usually have on, the Alyssa.
Oh, for sure.
Vera what's
Griffin.
Her name?
Yeah.
She's fearless.
Talking about Hasselbeck.
Yeah, I mean, she walks into that.
So I guess the conversation was about Kristi Noem, who took a grilling yesterday, including some Republicans, you know, were saying, hey, I'm troubled by, you know, different things and the infighting or whatever it is, Department of Homeland Security. And so apparently, to set this up, again, haven't heard it, they're bashing her pretty good, and then she steps in with just some observations. Want to hear it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I think all lives matter to God, and we're in uncommon times, so we need to have uncommon sense about things like this. Yes, there will be mistakes made, but I think if Kristi Noem were up for promotion right now and she put forward the statistics that zero illegals released into the U.S. for 10 months straight have not crossed, okay, that nearly 3 million aliens have left the United States, that we have the lowest murder rate in 125 years, that fentanyl trafficking is down 56% at the border, and daily encounters have gone down 96%. Hang on one second. We need a strong border, especially now with our current global situation. And I believe that you may say you don't want border control and you're against ICE, but I actually don't believe you in your daily lives. How many people in the audience here had to go through security to get here? Raise your hand. Just be honest. Otherwise, you go to jail, I guess, for illegal trespassing, right? This is an authorized audience. They had to go through security to get through the border to get right here to just hear us talk. We need strong borders more than ever right now. We are being infiltrated.
But Elizabeth, can I give you a
stat? On the border when Renee Good and Alex Krenick were murdered, and death is not a mistake.
That was a murder.
So there you go.
Golly,
man.
No See, kidding. They could not debate her points. They just pivoted.
Yeah. Well, that's what the left always does.
Yes.
Is it, oh, you're making a point that makes my point irrelevant? Well, here's another point.
Yes. Well, dude, I don't know. You know, you even hate to say it again, but with those two people, I don't think anybody wanted to see them dead. But if they had conducted themselves differently, they wouldn't be dead.
That's true.
I mean, that's the truth of the matter.
Life is full of choices.
It really is.
Yep.
Wow. Well, good for Elizabeth Hasselbeck. I'm sure she's not coming back after this week.
Oh, no.
The villain in.
No,
she's doing damage. Hold on. Right over Joy Behar. You got to love that. All right. Other things out there. CBS poll says Americans are okay right now with the actions in Iran.
Yeah. So it's kind of interesting whenever you see polling on this in general. Is like, on the one hand, they are fine with it. On the other hand, they're not fine with it. It's just kind of all over the place because most people don't spend a good portion of their life thinking about Iran, as of right now, at least. So CBS poll, though, approve or disapprove of military action against Iran if you think the conflict would last, fill in the blank. And so if it lasts days or weeks, suddenly people are way more comfortable with it. 76 to 24. Okay, if it's days or a few weeks, all right, we're good. Then it drops off. Months, it's underwater by 8 points, 46-54. And then if it lasts years, it's negative 74.
Yeah.
Nobody wants a years-long war against Iran.
I would imagine that. And this is everybody. So you're talking about Democrats, too.
Yes.
76% if you get it done in time.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I think that's the thing with a guy like Pete Hegseth at the helm at the as the Secretary of War. I think that's his perspective is very valuable because he was part of long and drawn out wars.
Yeah.
And I think he understands the value of saying we're going to go in hard, we're going to go in quick, and then we're going to let the Iranian people decide how they want their government to work.
Yeah. I don't know if you saw the observation from Dr. Sheila Nazarian, who's an L.A. doctor whose family escaped to America from Iran. She wrote this piece at Daily Wire. And what she writes is after, you know, the initial barrage over the weekend, the Women's March organization posted to its Instagram account, Feminist versus Fascist. And saying, in a surprise to actual feminists, the Post also proclaimed no war on Iran. So that's right. To the organizers of the Women's March, the governments fighting the Iranian regime are the fascists. If you're confused, so am I.
Yeah.
And talking about, well, Iran's treatment of women. Like what's happened to female protesters. including minors, sexually assaulted in their custody. That's a thing. And she said, the oppression darkens my earliest memories. Growing up, many of our Jewish Iranian community were forced to hide their identities to blend in before they escaped out of Iran. And then just talking about women having no rights under that regime that's ruled Iran for the last 47 years. Even leaving home requires permission from a woman's husband, father, or closest male relative.
Yeah.
You wonder how many women in the United States know that.
I don't know how many people know what the morality codes are in Iran. And, like, to me, it's, you know, you don't have to judge every culture based off of the worst culture that you can compare it to. So I understand if you want to protest something in the United States, that's fine. What pisses me off to no end is when these groups like the Women's March start to wade into these waters.
Because that's who I'm talking about when I say, how many women do you think know that?
Because they have no clue how good their lives are compared to millions and millions of women around the world. You coddled, arrogant brats.
100%, man.
Shut up forever.
Boy, we hit a button with you.
No, I didn't. Man, it pisses me off, man, because they...
Minutes ago, you were cool as a cucumber. I get into this, and you've lost it.
No, this regime murders protesting women.
Yep.
For showing their hair in public, for not wearing quote unquote appropriate dress. And these fat asses at the Women's March are like, but I can't kill my 12th unborn baby. Fascism in America. F you.
Yep. There's the dress code. You know what? And I didn't know this until I read this piece. It's no coincidence that Margaret Atwood drew inspiration from the Islamic Republic when writing The Handmaid's Tale.
Dude, yes.
I didn't know that. I've heard Handmaid's Tale. It's become a punchline now. It's like, this is America, Handmaid's Tale.
Handmaid's Tale. Oh, my gosh.
The inspiration is the Islamic Republic. Mm-hmm. That's hilarious.
A woman's got to ask you to leave the house. You need to know where she's going. I'm okay with that. I'm kidding. See, that's a joke.
Uh-oh.
That is a joke.
And now the women rain down on Facebook and Scott Roberts.
That is a joke.
Ayatollah Scott now.
Yeah, talk to my wife about that. Yeah, that's a joke, okay? Mm-hmm. I made that up. Well,
you know. It was strict dress code, too? Is that it?
You will not be wearing that out.
No, you said yoga shorts in the house all the time.
Constantly.
The five stories we're watching today coming up.
John, what are you doing?
Get in my car.
So why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They're draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Oh, wait. You're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PROFIT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PROFIT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PROFIT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PROFIT.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Hi, this is Nicolas Cage. When you're a teenager, there are a lot of things going on that can produce stress and anxiety. The pressures of school, dating, and the future in general can seem overwhelming sometimes. But there are healthy ways to deal with stress, ways to reduce it and channel your energy in positive directions. And you don't have to do it alone. The Will Rogers Institute has a free booklet with some really helpful information.
For your free copy, visit WRInstitute.org and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Hi, I'm Jeff Gordon. As a four-time NASCAR champion, nothing is more important to me than winning a race, especially the race to cure children's cancer. Each day, more than 40,000 children are undergoing cancer treatment at hospitals throughout the United States. CureSearch for Children's Cancer supports the research and treatment for 90% of those children. Only research cures children's cancer. Join the Jeff Gordon Children's Foundation in supporting this winning team. Get involved at CureSearch.org.
Cancer is a big idea for a small child.
She dreams of being a figure skater. We're trying to figure out what to do next.
Each school day, two classrooms of children are diagnosed with cancer.
The doctor said there's hope.
I'll be brave, Mommy.
If I could just take her place.
It's okay, Daddy.
Only research cures childhood cancer. Give today. You can help fund this life-saving research to conquer childhood cancer. Visit CureSearch.org today.
Hello, this is Michael Douglas. Pneumonia can be dangerous, especially for older people and for those who have diseases like asthma, emphysema, or chronic bronchitis. Fortunately, there's a vaccine that can immunize people against one of the most common forms of pneumonia. If you're over 60 or have a chronic lung disease, ask your doctor whether a pneumonia vaccine would be right for you. It could protect you from a serious illness or even save your life.
A message from the Will Rogers Institute. Visit us at WRInstitute.org. Asthma, chronic bronchitis, emphysema, tuberculosis. These pulmonary diseases affect millions of Americans daily, and if you already suffer from one of these ailments, then you're well aware of the problems that you face. For over 75 years, the Will Rogers Institute has provided health education and research for all. For more information, visit WRInstitute.org or call toll-free 877-957-7575. And find us on Facebook and Twitter, the Will Rogers Institute, since 1936. Kathy Ireland for the Will Rogers Institute.
Are you worried that your kids aren't spending enough time being physically active? The best fitness is family activity. Ride bikes, play soccer, or just take a walk through the neighborhood. The important thing is to get your children moving with you. For more information on family activities and fitness, call the Will Rogers Institute.
Call toll-free 877-957-7575 or visit WRInstitute.org and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Camp, Scott Robbins, and now the five stories we're watching today.
One, two, three,
okay.
Four, five.
Number five, Republican Senator John Cornyn failed to get more than 50% of the vote in the primary and is now headed to a runoff against Texas Attorney General Kent Paxton. President Trump posted online just a little less than an hour ago that he'll be making an endorsement in that race soon and says, hey, given that my endorsements pretty much don't fail in Texas, I'll be asking that whichever candidate I don't endorse will immediately drop out of the race. God. Is that fair? We must win in November. He doesn't want a bad, an ugly primary, which I understand.
So you think he's going to side with Cornyn?
That's what people who are better at reading tea leaves than I am suspect.
Because my gut would have said it'd be the opposite.
Yeah. That would have,
but what
that,
do I know?
That would have been my gut, too, but... But the word is he is going to be endorsing John Cornyn.
I wonder if he'll explain why.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
And if it will be satisfactory. We'll see.
Number four, Jasmine Crockett. Meanwhile, she lost her primary race against James Tallarico. Her replacement in Congress, by the way, will be her pastor, Frederick Haynes. He is the guy who, the Sunday after Charlie Kirk's murder, attacked Charlie Kirk as a dangerous, hate-filled white Christian who wasn't really assassinated.
Yeah.
He's a toxic guy, too.
Yep.
Number three, voluntary departures from the United States have hit a record high as detained illegal aliens lose hope of getting released or winning in court. Number two, U.S. forces have struck or sunk to the bottom of the ocean more than 20 ships from the Iranian regime. They added a Soleimani-class warship to the list last night. And then number one, Aaron Spencer. This is a guy in Arkansas who's awaiting trial for murder. See, what happened was he shot and killed a man who sexually abused his 13-year-old daughter. Now, that guy was let out on bond, and so dad said, I'm going to take care of business. And he doesn't deny that he shot him. He says, oh, yeah, I killed him. But I am protected under Arkansas law to stop child sex predators. So we'll see. He's awaiting trial. Well, guess what? He just won the Republican nomination for sheriff in Lone Oak County, beating the incumbent sheriff who led the department that arrested him.
Oh, daddy.
Now, if he's convicted and goes to prison, he can't serve as sheriff. But that's just an interesting story to me that enough people were like, you know what? I'm going with that guy. Because the government shouldn't be going after him.
There you go.
Well, I think, I mean, I think, you know, again, I don't advocate going around shooting people. You got an issue with, but I think
Well, not on the air anyway.
Majority of Americans, though, can agree with that. Yeah, if it was my kid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yep. All right. Those are the top five stories that we're watching today, Scott.
Yeah, download the Prize Picks app today. Use code MBCR, get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5. That's code MBCR, $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, it's good to be right.
All right. Looks like we have a record-breaking spring break travel season coming up.
Oh, yeah.
That's what travel, quote, experts are saying. Americans are prioritizing experiences over almost everything else right now.
Okay.
That was a whole movement a number of years ago.
Yeah.
Instead of material things, it's experiences.
Yeah. Are most of them staying in the U.S., I'm wondering? Going to South Padre or Florida? Or
that's what it sounded like, at least in the United States. I haven't seen any updates as far as travel to Mexico. But, yeah, there were people canceling trips to Mexico within the last couple of weeks, quite a bit.
Yeah, maybe cool it on that for a little while.
Yeah. You ever spent a bunch of money on an experience and then thought, wow, that wasn't worth all that cash?
No.
Never happened?
I don't think so.
David?
I don't think so, no.
Okay. You?
Well, I mean, not really, but there are some things like, was it really worth all that money?
Mm-hmm.
This is the Markley Van Camp and Robin show. You know, it all depends.
Yeah.
No, I think about golf buddies that will go, like, to a destination course.
Oh, that kind of thing, yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's, like, this added pressure that you want to play good because you're playing this incredible track. But then because you're so nervous, you play like crap, and you're really not enjoying it, even though you've dropped, you know.
Hundreds.
I mean, if it's, like, Pebble Beach.
Right.
You know, something like that, you're dropping, you know, hundreds of dollars to play.
Right.
That sometimes maybe the experience isn't all that. You know, and it's usually not moms, but I've heard dads say, taking the family to Disney, it was fine, but my goodness, the amount of money for that.
I went to two World Series and paid $200.
Yeah, because you were a... That was payola, man. This is the Markley Van Camp and Robin Show.
Peek-a-boo, smile.
Smile, buddy.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy. You know how boys are.
Or maybe he's teething. Oh, poor baby, I think his gums hurt.
Maybe he's just tired.
Or maybe his tummy hurts. He didn't eat that much.
Maybe he's not ticklish.
You think maybe he's scared of the dog?
Maybe he'll outgrow it. Maybe it's a phase. Maybe he just doesn't like smiling.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs or see a doctor today for an autism screening. The sooner it's diagnosed, the better. And it can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
A dental sealant is a thin coating that's painted on teeth. It's a quick, easy, and painless way to help prevent cavities in children. Sealants prevent the most cavities when applied soon after permanent molars come in. That's about age 6 for first molars and age 12 for second molars. Sealants can protect against cavities for up to 9 years. They can be applied in dental offices or using portable dental equipment in community settings like schools. Although the number of children in the U.S. with sealants has increased over time, low-income children are 20% less likely to have sealants and twice as likely to have untreated cavities than higher-income children. Untreated cavities can cause pain, infection, and problems eating, speaking, and learning. Applying sealants in schools for low-income children could save millions in dental treatment costs. To learn more, visit cdc.gov/vital signs.
My name is Lola Silvestri, and I'm going to be 95 this year. I spend a lot of time in my backyard. I feed the birds and the bees. I love my flowers. The color in my garden keeps the pink in my cheeks. I was very independent, thought I could take care of myself. I fell and I had to have Meals on Wheels. I love them, they're my savior. And I look forward to volunteers because they've all become my friends.
It's Meals on Wheels.
America, let's do lunch.
1 in 6 seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at AmericaLetsDoLunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Being around too much loud noise like a leaf blower or rock concert can cause permanent hearing loss. And once it's gone, you can't get it back. Hearing loss is the third most common chronic health condition in the U.S. Almost twice as many people report hearing loss as diabetes or cancer. The louder a sound is, and the longer you're exposed to it, the more likely it will damage your hearing. Repeated exposure to noise can cause stress, anxiety, depression, high blood pressure, heart disease, and many other problems. Hearing loss from loud noise at home and in the community can be prevented. Avoid noisy places. Use earplugs, protective earmuffs, or noise-canceling headphones when near loud noises. Keep the volume down when watching TV or listening to music and using earbuds or headphones. Get your hearing checked and ask your healthcare provider how to protect your hearing from noise. To learn more, visit cdc.gov/vital signs.
Heroin use and heroin-related overdose deaths are increasing among people from all walks of life in the United States. Most people are using it with other drugs, especially prescription opioid painkillers. Using heroin along with other drugs or alcohol compounds the risk of overdose. States play a key role in prevention, treatment, and recovery efforts. States can address the strongest risk factor for heroin addiction, addiction to prescription opioid painkillers, by improving prescribing practices. For people already addicted, states can improve access to substance abuse treatment services and expand access to naloxone, a drug that can reverse the effects of opioid overdose. Everyone can learn about the risks of using heroin and other drugs, get help for substance abuse problems, and learn how to recognize and respond to an overdose. To learn more, visit cdc.gov/vital signs.
Van Camp and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Saw this at Daily Wire. MAGA unity. Polls show Republicans opposed to Trump's Iran strikes are loud in a small minority. So there's a lot being made out of that.
You mentioned it earlier, David.
Well, yeah, because ABC's John Carl on Saturday made a phone call to Tucker Carlson to get his thoughts. And I'm like, John, when have you ever cared what Tucker Carlson has to say?
Yeah.
But he only highlights it because he thinks it's going to help push this narrative that MAGA is falling apart. And I think you can have respectful disagreements within the tent. about whether or not this was a good thing. I'm not surprised Tucker Carlson isn't a fan of this. Not in the least. But that doesn't mean that, like, oh my gosh, the base is falling apart. It's not.
No, the Real Clear Politics average show that overall support for Operation Epic Fury is pretty good, especially with Republicans. Was it 18% opposed? Yeah. And again, when you put it on timelines, it's completely different.
Yeah.
Because if you do get this done in a relatively short amount of time, most people are like, yeah. So we'll see where it all goes. I know it's very early, at least right now. And you don't want to just go past the casualties. Yeah, it's awful. You don't want to see that. But where we're at right now, if someone would have said 2 weeks ago, hey, we're going to go after this operation and here are sort of the goals, you'd probably say, well, where we're at right now is pretty good shape.
Yeah.
I think you want to finish it quickly because a protracted war there would also jeopardize your midterms.
And everything is political risk.
Well, yeah, it is because you've got, but you've got plenty of time to sort it out.
Yeah, because a lot of people are saying, well, economy, you got to get right on your messaging with that.
Right. And this, type of wars generally don't help the economy overall.
No, because gas prices are going to go up by all indications, at least for a while.
Yeah.
So we'll see. If you were listening just a little while ago, David Van Camp in a great mood, it seemed, all of a sudden was triggered.
I was triggered, and I'll own that.
And sometimes we trigger each other just for the fun, to hear the outrage. It wasn't one of those.
Mm-mm.
Do you want to explain what happened in that, David?
So the Women's March or whatever, that just gross.
Yeah.
That group, they're saying, like, no fascism in the U.S., and they're protesting against the actions in Iran. And it's very confusing because if you are supposed to be an organization that's all about women's rights, I'm not saying you have to love what's happening there, but at the same time, you should be able to at least acknowledge that taking down theocratic, authoritarian government that has oppressed women for decades would at least be a silver lining. Okay?
Yes.
But they are. They're coddled brats who have no idea how good they have it in the United States. None.
To that. So I thought, my gosh, I didn't want to trigger David. He was really hot.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought, what might bring him a little bit of joy? And I just thought of this because, on social media, I'm not on it, honestly, that much. Most of my family's on Instagram. And they'll send me messages that I won't see for a week because I just don't go on it. And every once in a while, like, oh, yeah, I wonder if the kids have posted anything or have sent me something. I don't know, and I'll go on it. And I get sent some things now and again from friends. There is an account called Flourish with Lauren. I don't know if you know or have heard much about. There is a whole movement that's been happening for a while of sort of traditional value women and putting themselves out there on social media is sort of an anti-feminist sort of way of thinking, almost to say, hey, ladies, you might want to think about things in a different way because what the feminists have been telling you is doing nothing but making you miserable. Mm. And if there are things you want in life, don't feel bad about it. If you want to be, a traditional kind of mom, there's nothing wrong with that. You should do that if that's what you want to do. But this was a hot take from Flourish with Lauren as she was giving the message to women that men have it harder in life than women do.
This is not a joke.
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
All right.
Robin's just got visibly uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Right. You really did. Why? We're open to all thoughts here, are we not?
Well, we are, and I'm ready to go. I'm braced here for whatever comes out, and, knowing it's Jamie Markley who played it.
That's fine. Okay. Well, you know what? How long is this clip? I don't have to play the whole clip. It's like a minute and a half, I guess.
Oh, you can let it roll.
I think I'm going to stop it at different points to see if you agree. We'll just put you on the spot with it.
Okay.
This will be fun. Roll it.
And lives are harder. And the fact that they still show up to protect you.
Okay, hold on. Go to the very, very beginning. We can start there.
Man's life is way harder than a woman's life. And ladies, do you even have the first clue of what a true alpha masculine man has to deal with day in and day out? Do you have an inkling of an idea? Because I guarantee you don't. Men wake up every day knowing nobody's going to hand them anything. Nobody cares how they feel. Nobody's validating them for existing. Everything they have to earn. Respect, money, status, reputation, even his physique. All of it comes with sweat, sacrifice, and relentless pressure. Women are born with value. You're young, you're beautiful, you have femininity, and automatically you get attention, protection, options, and men willing to provide. But a man...
Okay, they'll stop there. You agree so far?
So far, yeah, I do. I'm good. I'm good so far.
Oh, you he-man woman hater?
No, I'm good. Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
But
lays out more of the point. Here you go.
Be careful.
He's invisible until he proves himself. Invisible until he brings something to the table. That's the brutal truth. Ladies don't know what it's like to carry the weight of protecting and providing, not just for yourself, but for your family, for the woman you love, for the people counting on you, while nobody's coming to save you, even if you fall. Men don't get safety nets. Men don't get sympathy. They grind or they die unnoticed. And yet, despite carrying that pressure, most...
Do you agree with that? That basically, as a guy, when you're young, you've got to build a career. You've got to get some things in order.
Yes, and if...
Because if you don't...
If things go sideways or go south or something...
Then you're not...
There's real danger there,
Well, it's hard to find somebody.
Yes.
She's saying a woman is... If you're, you know, fairly attractive, you're going to have your pick of a lot of different guys. If you're a guy that's just, you can't make it wherever you go, you're going to have a hard time.
Yeah, yet I know some women who the mate they chose sits at home all day and plays video games while they work.
How did that ever happen?
Well, it's happened.
That's astounding.
Everybody makes personal choices.
Well, I also think you get into it and you got 2-3 kids and all of a sudden you're just, what am I doing here?
Like a mistake because you're young.
Yeah, and now this lump... is sitting there playing video games all day. You know, I mean,
and that's not the norm, though.
It's not the norm, but I've known a couple of those dudes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. A little more of this bit, and then we'll get to your
men still get nothing but criticism. Women demanding more, complaining, disrespecting, instead of appreciating the fact that their man is out there fighting battles that they can't even see. So before you roll your eyes at the men, ladies, ask yourself this. Do you even have the first clue what a real masculine man faces every single day?
And she goes on from there, mm-hmm. I know, for time's sake. But, yeah.
I know it's traditional and all that, and that's what she's
saying. Are women that will just hammer on her.
Well, and they'll say, I'm out there earning a living. I make more than he does or whatever.
There are other women saying, you need to tell all my friends this.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of interesting that's happening out there.
Yep.
And she's saying, your man is working hard. He's worth a deuce. Are you ready?
Is that what they said?
Well, maybe I said that. I was quoting Kiss.
I know you were.
All right, here we go.
Are you ready?
One, two.
It's the three most important news stories of the day.
I hit the trifecta.
Well, at least according to Scott Robbins. It's the trifecta on the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
Now that we've tickled David's ears and made Scott uncomfortable, it's time for the Scott Robbins top three stories of the day, helped by his hero.
I'm Casey Kasem.
Were you comfortable with all that, Casey?
Yes.
No? Well, okay then.
That was an enthusiastic yes.
No.
Well, he's the breadwinner. You know, he's the guy who brings home the bacon. You think countdown those songs is easy? You do it.
He's also had some trouble with the ladies.
Yeah, he has. Haven't you, Casey? I'm sorry about that, by the way, Casey.
Yeah. I'm ready.
You don't want to talk about it. Yeah.
Three.
Number three, another surprising victory in Texas.
Yeah, former New York Yankees first baseman Mark Teixeira. Oh, yeah. Projected to win a Republican House primary race in Texas.
Wow.
Teixeira, who, of course, helped the Yankees win the 2009 World Series and was a Texas Ranger, too.
Sure was.
For a number of years, said this is a huge victory. I'm truly honored to have such strong support from the people of Texas's 21. Thank you, Mark Teixeira wrote on X.
Yeah.
So So there you go. Former ball player, Mark Teixeira.
Yeah. Helped the Yankees, and as soon as he was done, got back to Texas. It's like, I don't want to live at this dump. Can't believe it.
Now, on with the countdown.
Scott Robbins, trifecta top three of the day up to number
two.
Number two, Smoothie King employees fired because they refused service to somebody.
Yeah, a couple of employees who refused to serve a man and his wife because they were wearing a hoodies, both of them, with President Trump's name on it. They were fired.
I ain't going to stand for it.
No, that's what the Smoothie King lady said.
So they said, no King's Day.
Yeah.
Smoothie King.
No smoothie. You're not getting any smoothies from us because, well, quite frankly, and this is where it gets weird, they claim they didn't feel comfortable serving people with their pro-Trump hoodies on.
Well, I hope they feel comfortable sitting at home.
They made them unedgy.
Did they get fired?
Yes, they did.
Good.
And that's what gives him the unhappy but factual title of King for a Day.
There you go. Well, yeah. So we were just wanting a smoothie. And you literally looked right at us. I asked, is everything okay? You said, well, we don't feel comfortable serving you because of the hoodie. That's discrimination, the woman said. Okay, well, then have a great day, said the first employee. This is illegal, the wife said. I said, Trump discriminates against us, another employee chimed in.
How?
Who knows? Because they read. They're on TikTok. That's why.
Got it.
But anyway, they got fired. You can't just refuse somebody because you don't like the sweatshirt they're wearing.
And the countdown doesn't stop till we reach the top.
Scott Robbins, trifecta, top three of the day.
And finally, one.
Number one, a dad says that his son is entering into the transfer portal and the age is catching some attention.
My God, man, this story. And maybe you're familiar with some of this stuff, Jamie. I don't know. Gas cards, guaranteed jersey numbers, preferred sports, elite rosters. Not in high school, not in college. This is second graders.
Wow, I hadn't heard that one.
Playing football. Flag football in Florida, where it's uber competitive. And you've got parents driving 3 hours to practice for their kids.
Wow, this is competing with Friday Night Tikes in San Antonio, David.
That's insane.
It is insane. Parents are driving that far. That's the commitment level we're seeing now.
Oh, golly.
And starts to football, the environment trickles down to cheerleading as well. So there's cheer parents, cheer moms that are offering the same perks. You offer your kid up. You put a resume out there about the accomplishments of your little kid.
And they're getting recruited?
They get recruited.
By who?
They get like gas cards. They get some of them getting money by other teams that are competing in this universe.
Holy smokes.
Isn't that something? I mean, I read that. Here's the resume of this little kid called Tonka. Athletes United Classic All-Star Game, R&R Youngsters Showcase, Super Showcase, Coach Mac All-American Bowl, D1 Nation All-Star Game, AAU Nationals, USA Flag Nationals. He's shopping his kid through the portal.
Wow. And his name's Tonka.
Yeah.
Japers.
Unbelievable.
That is unbelievable.
He said, at the end of the day, I allow him to say where he wants to play, but he just loves being on the field.
In second grade?
Yeah.
And there you have it.
That's child abuse, man. I'm sorry.
Dude, there's like not that many stories anymore. You're like, whoa.
I know. I read it. That's one of them. It blew my mind. I mean, it's unbelievable how... And again, cheer moms are doing the same thing. If you get a national cheerleading profile, you want your kid on that team, then you hustle.
Well, I suppose the next thing, the horrible people at the betting apps will be putting money on them.
You probably will, yeah.
Jeez. All right.
8-year-olds.
Got to get to a news update, and Nimrod's in the news in just a few.
I love a day on the water with friends, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis sometimes holds me back. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy.
Teaching music is my passion, but my active psoriatic arthritis can limit me at times. Now I'm treating my joint symptoms with Skyrizi.
With Skyrizi, most people with plaque psoriasis saw 90% clearer skin at 4 months.
Or if you are an adult with active psoriatic arthritis, Skyrizi helps you move with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
There's nothing like clearer skin.
There's nothing like better movement, and that means everything.
Ask your doctor about Skyrizi. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Hi, this is Nicolas Cage. When you're a teenager, there are a lot of things going on that can produce stress and anxiety. The pressures of school, dating, and the future in general can seem overwhelming sometimes. But there are healthy ways to deal with stress, ways to reduce it and channel your energy in positive directions. And you don't have to do it alone. The Will Rogers Institute has a free booklet with some really helpful information.
For your free copy, visit WRInstitute.org and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Hi, I'm Jeff Gordon. As a four-time NASCAR champion, nothing is more important to me than winning a race, especially the race to cure children's cancer. Each day, more than 40,000 children are undergoing cancer treatment at hospitals throughout the United States. CureSearch for Children's Cancer supports the research and treatment for 90% of those children. Only research cures children's cancer. Join the Jeff Gordon Children's Foundation in supporting this winning team. Get involved at CureSearch.org.
Cancer is a big idea for a small child.
She dreams of being a figure skater. We're trying to figure out what to do next.
Each school day, two classrooms of children are diagnosed with cancer.
The doctor said there's hope.
I'll be brave, Mommy.
If I could just take her place.
It's okay, Daddy.
Only research cures childhood cancer. Give today. You can help fund this life-saving research to conquer childhood cancer. Visit CureSearch.org today.
Hello, this is Michael Douglas. Pneumonia can be dangerous, especially for older people and for those who have diseases like asthma, emphysema, or chronic bronchitis. Fortunately, there's a vaccine that can immunize people against one of the most common forms of pneumonia. If you're over 60 or have a chronic lung disease, ask your doctor whether a pneumonia vaccine would be right for you. It could protect you from a serious illness or even save your life.
A message from the Will Rogers Institute. Visit us at WRInstitute.org. Asthma, chronic bronchitis, emphysema, tuberculosis. These pulmonary diseases affect millions of Americans daily, and if you already suffer from one of these ailments, then you're well aware of the problems that you face. For over 75 years, the Will Rogers Institute has provided health education and research for all. For more information, visit WRInstitute.org or call toll-free 877-957-7575. And find us on Facebook and Twitter, the Will Rogers Institute, since 1936. Kathy Ireland for the Will Rogers Institute.
Are you worried that your kids aren't spending enough time being physically active? The best fitness is family activity. Ride bikes, play soccer, or just take a walk through the neighborhood. The important thing is to get your children moving with you. For more information on family activities and fitness, call the Will Rogers Institute.
Call toll-free 877-957-7575 or visit WRInstitute.org and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
The Markley Van Camp and Robin Show. You know, if you've got a tax problem, you don't want to just ignore it. Think it's going to go away. The IRS doesn't forget. They don't forgive, and they don't get nicer with time. I've got a friend that knows this well. The longer you wait, the more interest and penalties pile up.
before you know it, they're coming after your bank account or your paycheck, even your business. And that kind of stress can, well, can eat you up. And it's completely avoidable.
Yeah. The key here is don't try to fight the IRS alone. Whether it's personal taxes or business taxes, you need someone in your corner who knows what they're doing. And those people are Tax Defense and Relief Group. They'll immediately contact the IRS on your behalf, work to resolve your debt for the lowest amount allowed by law. That's what they do, and they've been doing it successfully for a very long time.
Yeah, these folks have over 20 years of experience. They've helped thousands of people just deal with the IRS. Jeez. And that's a tough thing. They do it the right way, real help, real results. So give yourself some peace of mind and make that call today. Tax Defense and Relief Group. Here's the number. It's 888-322-0077. That's 888-322-0077. Don't wait. Protect your money, your business, and your future, and do it right now.
News update, David Van Camp.
One thing I forgot to mention in the primaries last night, remember the Sham Wow guy? He was running for Congress.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, against this, like, 84-year-old incumbent. Yeah. Well, he lost badly.
Oh.
Badly. The incumbent got something like 80-something percent of the vote. I mean, it was just a bloodbath. The Sham Wow guy, though, he is suing the GOP, apparently, because they didn't let him put Sham Wow next to his name on the ballot.
Oh.
So that's how people know me.
Well, yeah.
All right, we got to get the name.
When the going gets tough.
Damn it, this is too hard.
The dumb get dumber.
All right, Dean.
It's Nimrods in the News on the Martley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
I love the poorly educated.
Three charged in a brawl at Wendy's in New Jersey.
Here we go.
I saw the video. It was nuts, man. You got 23-year-old Honesty Harrison, 18-year-old Sanaya Brittingham, and 19-year-old Williford Stevens. People see the video. They had it on the local news reacting. This is just sad, young people acting like this. That's Nimrods in the News.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Surprise! Your expenses this month were way higher than you expected! Also, you forgot to renew your website domain, and now you're in a bidding war!
You should see the look on your face!
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises, because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Plus, the fridge died in the break room, and now everything smells weird!
All right. Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 8 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Peek-a-boo, peek-a-boo, smile.
Smile, buddy.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy. You know how boys are.
Or maybe he's teething. Oh, poor baby, I think his gums hurt.
Maybe he's just tired.
Or maybe his tummy hurts. He didn't eat that much.
Maybe he's not ticklish.
You think maybe he's scared of the dog?
Maybe he'll outgrow it. Maybe it's a phase. Maybe he just doesn't like smiling.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs or see a doctor today for an autism screening. The sooner it's diagnosed, the better. And it can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.